You hear lots of stories about bell ringing, things that you can do. You can hang on the rope and go up through the ceiling and all that kind of thing. But you can only go up as high as half the circumference of the wheel, because when it gets over the other side, the bell will come back down again. So what you're told to do is to keep hold of the rope and you'll come back down with it. Easy said when you're sat in a chair and you're not a learner hanging on the end of the rope. You're inclined to let go of it and fall down in a heap. There are two stories about that. There was a district nurse in the days when we had a village district nurse out at Lytton. And this lady was keen to ring bells, but because of her profession, she couldn't really take it up until she retired. So she was taken out to Longbridge, and they were all ringing away. She'd never rung at Longbridge before, and she went up with the bell. She did what she'd been taught and held on to the bell and came back down again. But as you nearly always do, when you land, you fall over. She did that. She was great concern by the other ringers, especially the ladies, but she insisted she was all right. They picked her up and sat her in the window seat, and she had this faraway look in her eyes, and her first comment was, "What a good job I had a clean petticoat off." And another story is concerning the induction of a new vicar at Chiddock some years ago. Chiddock at that time did not have a band of ringers, so the band, when the induction service with the bishop and archdeacon, rural dean and the old entourage was held, they got a band of ringers from the local branch of the guild to ring for the service. So they rang before the service and they were also going to ring after the service. So they did what is normal in those circumstances. They left the bells up ready to ring after the service. But nobody thought of the fact that during the induction service, it's part of the tradition that the archdeacon takes the new incumbent to the door of the church, gives him the keys, and then they go down and he rings a bell. So this poor chap got to this point, went up and rang the bell, but of course the bells were up, so away he went. Up he went, he held on, came down in a great heap with the bishop, the archdeacon, the rural dean, the press there, and standing in congregation. That was on the in the Bridport News, the Echo, and the Western Gazette. So he had something to show his grandchildren about the day he was inducted as Vicar of Chiddock.